And now the KWGS local news at 7:31. Tulsa is going wild for Tesla. The city is reportedly competing with Austin, Texas for the automaker's new factory and 10,000 jobs. Thirst was on full display Wednesday. Tesla cars caravaned through the city, and officials unveiled what many had already seen, the 75-foot-tall golden driller with the Tesla logo painted on its chest and CEO Elon Musk's face painted over its own face. Local rapper Danny Boy O'Connor was on hand for the official reveal.
Will you look at this big effing guy? I mean, come on. And Elon, we got a big effing field for you. Trust me when I tell you that, my friend.
Before Tulsa was announced as a potential site last week, an online campaign with a name we can't say on the radio started making over-the-top pitches for Musk to come to Tulsa. Musk has made headlines recently for saying he wants to move Tesla operations out of California because their coronavirus health guidelines are, quote, fascist. The company's decision is expected any day. Local governments around Oklahoma can apply for federal coronavirus relief funds through an online portal starting on June 1st. That's according to Governor Kevin Stitt, who announced Wednesday that will be the method for them to be reimbursed for eligible COVID-19 expenses under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act. Oklahoma received $1.2 billion in federal funding.
We have that split up between the municipalities, between our state agencies, but we anticipate, we don't know yet exactly, that's why we're setting this portal up right now, how many are going to come in, but from what we've initially kind of targeted, we think we're going to be able to reimburse all COVID-related expenses to the municipalities.
Stitt says funds should start going out by mid-June. Five more Oklahomans have been killed by the coronavirus. The State Department of Health now reports 299 confirmed deaths from COVID-19 and more than 5,500 confirmed infections. Nationally, the virus is known to have killed at least 93,000 Americans. That's equal to almost the entire population of Broken Arrow. Thunderstorms are likely this afternoon and could continue on and off through Wednesday of next week. Right now, overcast, 65 degrees, 73 is the high today. I'm Chris Blansky, KWGS News.